Rush Limbaugh, Breitbart editor Jerome Hudson's new book reveals Trump is one hell of a success story to tell. By Robert Krajicek on August 11, 2020. Rush Limbaugh drew on Breitbart News Entertainment editor Jerome Hudson's forthcoming book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump, in describing President Donald Trump's successes, offering his comments on Monday's edition of his eponymous radio program. Limbaugh's remarks came in response to a caller named Lisa from State College, Pennsylvania, a self-described Trump supporter, who worried the president's communications lacked clarity. Lisa expressed concern over what she described as a lack of precision in Trump's flow of consciousness extemporaneous speaking. Lisa said, "Trump is not a politician, which is what I like about him, but also what sometimes can get him in trouble. I think maybe he needs to speak more in bullet points, and talk more about what he's done, like school choice, criminal justice reform. His ads aren't targeting that, either." Limbaugh cited a Breitbart News report on Hudson's book as an example of how Trump can share information of his accomplishments with the public. "Listen," Limbaugh said, "one thing that I do tend to understand what you're saying, and to a point agree with, is that he's got one hell of a success story to tell, and I think he should spend more time on it. For example, I know you're gonna love this, Lisa. There is a story today at Breitbart News about a book by a Breitbart reporter, who's black, by the way. His name is Jerome Hudson, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. HarperCollins reveals Breitbart editor Jerome Hudson's book cover. And here are some of them, and these are the things you're talking about. These are things you wish that Trump would highlight." Limbaugh shared a bullet point list identifying some of the president's accomplishments, composed by Hudson. "President Trump allocated more funding to historically black colleges and universities than any other president. The poverty rate for black and Hispanic Americans dropped to an all-time low in 2018. The famous Muslim ban excluded 87% of the world's Muslims. Blue-collar workers enjoyed three times the wage growth of the top 1% of households. Median household income reached $65,666 in 2019, the highest level on record. From his first month in office, President Trump presided over the largest manufacturing boom in a first term since the 1970s. Trump has been tougher on Putin than Obama was. The Trump Department of Justice, DOJ, has opened more than 1,000 cases against the world's top intellectual property thieves as America loses trillions in Chinese theft. Trump prioritized breaking the Chinese monopoly on rare earth elements, and the U.S. is digging for them for the first time since the Manhattan Project. Border crossings plummeted by 78% from March 2019 to March 2020. Democrats began calling for Trump's impeachment months before he was the Republican nominee. Violent crime has fallen every year since Trump took office, after rising the last 2 years under Obama. Trump's federal agencies are investigating the big tech giants' monopolistic practices." Limbaugh added, "It's true that Americans haven't been told the whole story about his presidency, but they're not going to be unless he does it." Hudson addressed Limbaugh's remarks on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight. "Something very interesting and cool and amazing happened today," Hudson stated. "The king of conservative radio gave your humble host and Breitbart News a huge shout out today on the radio. Rush Limbaugh was talking about my forthcoming book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. It is not really a sequel of my first book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Listen." Hudson described his upcoming book as a standalone book and objective assessment of Trump's accomplishments as president. "It is just a book that really sort of sets the record straight," he said, noting widespread mendacity across the news media industry. "The truth is, I am incredibly blessed," added Hudson. "I am incredibly blessed to have been born into a home with two very loving parents. My dad, I saw very early on, his military service. He was a drill instructor, and that's how I was raised, including my mother's commitment to work. I've had opportunity after opportunity, and the good Lord has placed amazing people in my life." Hudson went on, "I've gotten tremendous mentorship over the years, and I've taken advantage of every opportunity that has been placed before me. And it's really led me to the point in which I'm talking to you tonight. I am forever grateful and humbled by everything that has occurred in my life, the good and the bad. It's shaped me. It's built character in me, And I'm just endlessly and ceaselessly amazed by my colleagues at Breitbart News. Hudson praised his Breitbart News colleagues as great patriots I am blessed to work with. Follow Robert Prajcik on Twitter.